Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Thursday, the 8th of January, year of our Lord 2026. Well, today we're going to talk about a killing in Minneapolis, a seizure of a Russian-flagged tanker, more rhetoric about Greenland and force, and a coming Arctic war. And we're going to show what these things really have in common. Because all wars are banker wars. And so the debt trap, the reason behind it, as Trump brings both of these things together, saying we need to increase the defense budget from the all-time high of $1 trillion. Let's add another 50%. Let's take it to $1.5 trillion. Well, why stop there? Who cares about the debt, right? Well, you better care about the debt. That's what's really going to blow things up. We'll be right back. And of course, as we look at the warmongering and saber rattling that is happening around the world in every country, there's a reason for that. And you better understand what's behind that so that you don't get caught up in this tribalism. A good example of that is what happened in Minneapolis yesterday. And I think it is a clear case of people not being able to see this because of tribalism. As a woman was fatally shot, as part of a standoff or protest or whatever. I've got the video here of the actual killing. And you can see here that there were cars there. She's waving that car to go through, but that's a nice car that's there. The people get out. They walk up to her and say, get out of the car. As she backs up, there's a guy who runs in front of her. She turns the wheel, and the guy shoots at her. Several shots hit her in the head. She goes a short ways, and the car crashes. She's already dead. The car crashes into another car. And that has set off a wave of protest and comments about this on both sides of the issue. And I'm going to show you this from several different angles and see if you can see what's really going on with this. It is, and I laugh because of the blindness that partisanship brings to people. Even when we look at something like this. And so here's a slow motion of the video. Okay, so here's the guy saying, you know, get out of the car. And I want you to hear the gunshots and so much. Now, the guy pulls out his gun. Notice that her wheel is turned to the right to avoid him. but he pushes himself onto the car, the bumper of the car. He's not injured. He wasn't run over, as Trump says, as Kristi Noem says. I'll play that for you again. And I'm going to stop talking so that you can hear when the gunshots are fired. And you can pay attention to the position of the car. First of all, notice the wheel is turned to the right. Now listen. Look at that. Is he in front of the car at that point? Is he in danger? The second shot? Is he in danger? Or is this person beside him and going past him as he's shooting at them? Is that a justified use of force? This is not defensive, folks. He goes, take a look at that video, and you can see that the wheel was turned, and he was shooting those, firing those shots when he was on the side of the car, not in front of the car. And again, she probably panicked. This is, you know, this woman who was in there. And we've seen that type of thing happen once before. Those women who panicked in Washington, D.C., went into some barriers, and they shot her, killed her there. But anyway, this is, again, the still pictures. There's where he's shooting at her. See that? Is he in danger? Or is this just hyped up murder? That's what I would say if I were on the jury. I would convict that guy of murder. And of course, Kristi Noem and Donald Trump don't have any convictions. And we're talking about the principled kinds. And of course, he's not going to get any of them. But again, these are the places where he's shooting, and he is beside the car. And this is just before it all happened. Okay, now notice that. There's shot three times. The first shot is not from a position that he would be shooting in from. He would not hit her. If you see where that bullet hole is, it's very close to the A-pillar, just to the left of it. The angle for him to be able to hit her in the head would be different if he was in front of the car. He couldn't hit her in the head from that angle unless he was shooting from the side. And where are the other shots? Well, you don't see them because he shot those through the side window. This is what the people who are cheering murder on social media don't want you to think about. And you better think about it. You know, these MAGA bots and these disinformation agents that cheer whatever Trump does or whatever he cheers, they cheer it. They can't and won't think for themselves. And you better think about how our government, this is an indication, folks, of the character of the Trump administration in its entirety. And it's an indication of law enforcement and its attitude.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moto Casino, America. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And how it thinks that it can't do anything wrong. And how they will lie whenever they do something wrong. So they've turned this into, for the most part, they've turned this into a partisan fight. I look at the headlines of InfoWars, for example. Radical leftist mayor loses it because this woman was put down. That's the way they put it. She was put down. Yeah, like reducing her to an animal. Isn't that the way we always do? We always say, well, you know, it's okay to kill somebody because they're subhuman. It's okay to kill a baby and call it an abortion because they're not a person. It's okay to enslave somebody. It's okay to shoot a protester. And this is the kind of stuff that this just happened to the conservatives. January the 6th, you want to have a memorial to Ashley Babbitt, who I think did not deserve to be shot. Absolutely, that was murder. Go ahead and remember that. And then at the same time, cheer this action. Because now it's Trump who's in charge of the police. That's the only thing that's changed. It's still excessive use of force. Stupid, reckless use of force, as a matter of fact. There's a lot of police departments that train officers, do not shoot into a moving car. First of all, you're not usually going to be able to hit the person. Of course, in this case, the car was not traveling very fast. But usually you're not going to hit what you're shooting at, but you'll probably hit somebody else. The bolt will go through the car, hurt somebody else. So this is a stupid, reckless, excessive use of force. And then you have Trump's statement. Look at what he had to say. I've just viewed the clip of the event, which took place in Minneapolis. It's a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator. The woman driving the car was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, viciously ran over the over the ICE officer, who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Every bit of that is a lie. I am so disgusted with this guy. It's just unbelievable. You just saw that. None of that is true. None of it. Let me pull this back up here again. Then he goes on to say, based on the attached clip, it's hard to believe that he's still alive, but he's now recovering in the hospital. They highlighted that in yellow because that's the most obvious lie. They've got a picture there above it. It's now recovering in the hospital. The guy walked away without a limp or anything. He wasn't knocked back. He was leaning over the corner of the car as it was turning away from him, shooting her from the side. Shooting her from the side. This is the, as a matter of fact, he goes on to say, the situation is being studied in its entirety, but the reason these incidents are happening is because the radical left is threatening, assaulting, and targeting our law enforcement office and ICE agents. I got to say, on this issue, I've read the statements of Trump. Just read that to you. I'll let you hear what Kristi Noem said. And I've read the statements of Tim Walz and of the radical left mayor there in Minneapolis. Let me say, just because we don't agree with them on anything politically doesn't mean that we have to support the provocations, the excessive use of force, and the murder of people by the police. I do not. And so on this issue, and this issue alone, I agree with the statements of Tim Walz and of the leftist mayor in Minneapolis, not with Trump, not with Noem. They are accessories to murder. They are pushing this type of confrontation. As I said before, you've got a lot of people who have come into this country illegally. If you want to deport them, there are ways to do it that are non-confrontational for the most part. And you could go to places where the government is going to be friendly to you. Instead, they have chosen confrontation. They go to the places where they know people don't want them there, and they get in their faces. And so Christy Noem.
I'm also being told that the woman who was shot has a six-year-old child.
She
and
does.
And her husband has already passed away. So
yeah, her husband died in 2023.
Yeah.
So. And so there's a six-year-old child, and that's it. Now, there was a woman there who was saying, I'm her wife, and identified herself that way to the press. So I don't know what the situation is. Does it justify it if she's a lesbian? No. Because she's not your tribe? Because she does things that you don't approve of in her personal life, she should be killed by the police? Do you realize that you're putting a marker on yourself when the Democrats get control? Oh, yeah, this guy was a straight white male. He deserves to die, right? And so do not jump into that kind of foolishness. It is self-destructive behavior. But, yes, a six-year-old child now is an orphan. And so here's what Christy Noem had to say, some of her lines.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and
Lie.
Those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
That has absolutely nothing to do with what you see happening there.
And defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is,
they're
is
not
that
stuck
she
in
was
the snow.
Hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day.
Every bit of that is a lie. They were stuck in the snow. No, they weren't stuck in the snow. It was in self-defense. No, it wasn't stuck in. They weren't. It wasn't in self-defense. Every bit of that was a lie. They just lie to your face. It's amazing. They're worse than Hillary Clinton. And I mean it. You know, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, everything they said pretty much was a lie. But these people, it's metastasized throughout the entire Trump administration. It's people like Christy Noem, people like Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, Tulsi Gabbard, you name it. All of them. Liars, murderers, thieves, pirates. Everything they do. It's amazing.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Well, here is the murderer walking away. This is the guy that was run over, according to Trump. He's in the hospital now. Hopefully he'll recover, says Trump. Yeah, hopefully you'll pay the price for these kinds of murders and these kinds of lies. That's the guy right there. As a matter of fact, here's a close-up of him. Look at that face. No remorse whatsoever. It looks like he's enjoying it. He's a tough guy, isn't he? Yeah, you got a gun and you can shoot a woman point blank from the side of the car? Big boy. Big boy. Big man, aren't you? Pathetic. You're pathetic. Coward. And then this also happened.
Can I go check a pulse?
No.
Back up! Now!
I'm a physician!
Hey, I don't care.
You understand. We got EMS coming. I get it.
Yeah, I don't care. So they just let her there. Let her. She was already dead, but...
We have our own medic.
They don't know that, and they don't care. Just let her bleed out there. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm surprised Christine Ohm didn't start something with, well, normally I'd prefer if it was a dog that they shot. You know, I'm okay with most forms of violence and death.
That's right. Yeah. Treat her like a dog. That was the headline basically from InfoWars. Put her down just like a dog, right? Put the woman down like a dog. InfoWars. And I tell you, take that off of my resume, please, that I was ever at that place. Disgust me. And then you see the people get justifiably angry at ICE. And then look at which side the violence is on. Yeah, this guy goes over, pushes him, shoots him in the face with a pepper spray or whatever it is. It looks to me like it's, let me play that for you again. It looks to me like that violence is initiated as usual by the police. Walks over to him and shoves him, then shoots him in the face. The guy walks away. Yeah. This is our masters. This is Slavelandia. How do you like being a slave? The overseers on the plantation are wearing masks. Disgust me. Here's another one. Okay. Guy just walks around. The protesters standing there exercising their constitutional right to peacefully redress their grievances. They got a grievance. The police just murdered an ice-cold murder somebody, and so they're there to redress their grievances. So these cops just go around spraying people in the face. Remember when that happened at Berkeley a few years ago? It became a meme for a while. You had some protesters there. I don't even know what they're protesting, but they have a right to have their free speech and to have their protests peacefully. They're sitting on the ground protesting. And this fat cop goes up and just sprays all of them in the face, walking back and forth, spraying them in the face. That's the kind of arrogance that is on display here. Let me get some of your comments. Flump76, thank you for the tip. It says you're a voice of reason. Well, I don't see any reason in this world.
Yeah,
read those.
He says, you're a voice of reason in an increasingly unreasonable world. In times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Be careful, my friend. Honor Seeker says, totally unjustified, yet if we shoot someone that is in our home or on our property, and we are 1 inch off, we get convicted.
That's right. You're not allowed to, I've used this case many times. It doesn't matter if you are a homeowner or somebody with a uniform, whether it's a police uniform or a military uniform. You don't get to shoot people in the back. You don't get to kill people when they're no longer a threat. That's the issue with circling back and killing those people that were shipwrecked. That's the issue with shooting the boat in the first place. Because when it saw the U.S. military coming in, it turned around. It was not a threat to them. It wasn't attacking them. You don't get to kill people who are running away from you. This goes back to Austin and Shikari Jackson got into a big fight with Alex over this because he confronted Art Acevedo, the police chief there, because you had a police officer who killed a man who was running, what chased him down and killed him under a bridge. It's like, how is that justified? It's not. And it's not justified, Alex, to defend that because you've got political aspirations, because you want people in power to like you. It's pathetic. You're pathetic, you big slob. Guard Goldsmith. Go ahead, Travis.
That's right. Guard Goldsmith. Of course, you can find him at Liberty Conspiracy Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on Rumble and Twitter. Says the centralization of immigration policing, contrary to the very words of the Constitution, is like the centralization of all policing, trending to arbitrary cruelty and increasing violence.
And that's exactly what they want. It's exactly what they want. And let me tell you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think where this is leading, this is, you've got you got Stephen Miller and these people who are pushing for these kinds of confrontational policies. they're living on military bases now. Most of the upper echelon of the Trump administration are now living on military bases. I think they want civil war. I think that they will use a false flag attack or a real attack from the drug cartels that they're going to go to war with. And I think that's what's going to be the tipping point. And everybody will be, oh, yeah, it's those foreign drug cartels. Let's go get them. They're preparing all of that right now, putting out ICE, saying we've got to get these foreign invaders out of our country. And look, I don't think they should be here. But there's ways to get them out, especially just end all of the welfare payments to them. And the people that would be left that didn't self-deport would be the people who are working hard. Frankly, I don't really have a problem with that. They shouldn't be able to vote, but I don't have a problem with people who are working hard. But again, it's a misdemeanor. If you want to get people out, treat it as a misdemeanor rather than some kind of a felony and sending them to a prison that's been built for terrorists in El Salvador. But if they directly militarily start to attack these cartels, as Tom Clancy and others, CIA writers wanted you to see and wanted you to support, if they start doing that, I could see the drug cartels doing the same things in America that they've done in Mexico and other countries. And if they don't do it, I can see our government doing it and saying that they did it as a false flag. Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, briefly, I just want to touch on what the previous comment said about how, you know, if you have a self-defense situation, they're going to try to nail you to the wall mm-hmm. for it. When I took a concealed carry course, that's one thing they stressed is if you're involved in a shooting, no matter how justified it was, you have a problem.
The cops Unless you're a cop.
When the cops show up, they're going to try to make this an issue for you. You don't talk to them. The only thing you say is, I was in fear for my life. You don't say anything else. You get a lawyer because you have a serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you're a cop, you're okay. You can kill whoever you wish.
You can pull your gun on anyone.
Yep.
Radis Pro says, this is a perfect distraction from all the tax fraud and how we're getting stolen from on a level never before seen.
That's right. Because now you've got... you had Tim Walz on the ropes, right? Now he's on the side of justice. Good job, Trump. Good job, Noam. It's just amazing to me.
Talking about the Somali fraud that's going on, I've seen some videos. People have gone and looked at the websites for some of these daycares. They are almost all entirely stolen or AI-generated from other websites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're just... literally copy-pasted, lifted the exact wording, talking about how they've got a podcast about raising children with the exact same name as a podcast from a real daycare with real professionals.
It's massive fraud. Tim Walz never did anything about it. As a matter of fact, he may be part of it. Same thing with Ilhan Omar. Same thing with the Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey. And yet, these people are saying, listen to what they have to say. They scoffed at what Trump and Kristi Noem are saying, obviously a lie, right? There, you can see they're not stuck in the snow, as she said. The car was not running at them. He was beside the car. He was not injured. He was not run over. He was not in the hospital. Everything that they did was a fabrication and a lie. How is this any different from Hillary Clinton's Benghazi stuff, right? And so the mayor calls the DHS claims BS and garbage narrative. And he's absolutely right. The shooting came during increased tension over the surge of more than 2,000 ICE, DHS, and other federal police into Minneapolis and St. Paul. Again, we should have the conservatives. We should have the John Birch Society out there saying, get the militarized, federalized police out of here. We don't want that. This was such a big part of what I was doing when I went to InfoWars, to push back against the federalization of the police. Oh, well, yeah, we don't want that because it's Obama. Guess what? You let that happen with Trump, and then it'll be controlled by an Obama at some point in the future. So Tim Walz blasted DHS for saying they knew the motives of the dead woman without doing an investigation. Well, of course, this is same kind. They know the motivations, and they know that there's fentanyl on those boats that they blow them up with. You let the government lie, you let the government kill people, and you don't push back against it. They use that. They use that. The governor said he had issued a so-called warning order to state officials to prepare to deploy Minnesota National Guard troops. We have someone dead in their care for no reason whatsoever, he said. And we've been warning for weeks that the Trump administration's dangerous, sensationalized operations are a threat to our public safety. That someone was going to get hurt. But yesterday, I said that exactly. So, again, these corrupt politicians who are part of this unbelievable fraud now have been given a lifeline by this ice-cold murder.
And like I said before, there is no way the Somalians are intelligent enough to figure out the bureaucracy we have in place. They are obviously being helped by those in power.
Yeah, I think there's massive corruption that's there.
They are obviously giving kickbacks. Like, this money is going to them.
And what do you think the people in Minneapolis who are already, you look at Minnesota.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And that was one of the stupid things from Lala Iris. Tim Walz didn't bring anything to that ticket. Minnesota has been reliably the only state that Democrats win no matter who the candidate is. I think that maybe that was the only state that Ronald Reagan didn't win in his reelection bid. But they always vote Democrat. So why would you even pull somebody from there? But now, when you look at this, these people... They're just focused on, the corruption that is there. And now the Democrats, the rank and file people on the street, when you look at what these ICE agents did, both before, during, and after this ice cold murder, when you look at that, are they going to want to hear anything about the Somalian corruption? No, they'll give Walz a pass on this. They'll just put it into their political charges basket, just like the right is doing. Well, these people are guilty with the Somalian thing, so therefore, shoot and kill people who protest this stuff. So, again, Christy Noem said they got stuck in the snow. They were attempting to push their vehicle out when a woman attacked them using her vehicle as a weapon. She is unbelievably stupid. Christy Noem is as dishonest and stupid as Lala Harris. Seriously. Seriously dishonest and stupid. Total lie, total fabrication. And it is a garbage narrative. You can't even come up with a plausible lie. That's how stupid and arrogant they are. Talk about the hubris of Trump. He's been held unaccountable for so long that he doesn't even have to come up with anything that even approximates the truth. Noem said, an officer of ours acted quickly and defensively to protect himself. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. And it wasn't defensive. Yeah, if looks could have killed, it would have been him instead of her, right? There is no footage, says CNBC, there is no footage on the video that supports Noam's claim. That's right. In other words, you're a liar. You're a liar supporting murder. There's nothing showing that the vehicles are stuck, nothing showing that they were trying to push their vehicle out of snow, and nothing that shows that he was attacked by this woman. The truck carrying the agents was driving up the street when it stopped and the agents got out. The street was clear of any snow, and you can see that, as a matter of fact. If you look at the, here they are, there's one car that's doing it. She's there. She starts to move to get out of the way, and she waves this vehicle on, doesn't realize that it's the ice people. They're not stuck in the snow. You see them stuck in the snow? She's pulling back, and she turns the wheel to go the other way, and the guy shoots her when she's going sideways to him. Yeah, that's the reality they don't want you to see. What they're doing is causing chaos and destruction, said the mayor who was there. He said, they're sowing chaos on our streets, quite literally killing people. So they're already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense, said the mayor. Having seen the video myself, I want to tell everybody directly that this is BS. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying and getting killed. Trump in the social media post said, I just saw this. It's a horrible thing to watch. The woman is screaming. That's a lie. The car was very disorderly, and she ran over the ICE officer who is now recovering in the hospital. Unbelievable, the lies that they tell. He was just trying to do his job of all uppercase, making America safe. And then you got Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar. Give her a lifeline, as she should be going down with all the immigration, the fraud in her personal life, as well as the fraud of the Somalian community that keeps her in power. But now she says, ICE must stop terrorizing our communities and leave our city. She's right. She's right about that. ICE's actions today were unconscionable and reprehensible. I agree with Ilhan Omar. I can't believe it. I'm beyond outraged at their reckless, callous actions and the killing of a legal observer in Minneapolis. That's exactly right. That's what happened. So, again, Trump is helping Tim Walz, Ilhan Omar, and Jacob Frey.
And the thing that is worth remembering, though, is that if this was a white man or a white family that had been gunned down, mm-hmm. Ilhan Omar would have nothing to say.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I say I hate to see these people
being given
a lifeline.
Like, yeah.
And you know, being able to take a principled stand against the unprincipled murder and lies from the Trump administration. This is why I say, you know, it makes a difference how you do things. The end does not justify the means. Even if you agree with his policies in terms of getting rid of fraud and getting rid of the massive waves of illegal immigrants and all the rest of the stuff, and I do agree with it in general, I don't agree with the means that they're using, the tactics that they're using. That makes all the difference in the world, because bad means and bad tactics will be used to achieve evil ends in the future when the other side takes over. So again, going back to this picture here of where the bullet is, one person commented on that. So the photo of the vehicle is also damning for ICE agents. A single bullet hole on the far side, on the curved part of the windshield. The agent was not in front of the vehicle when this was fired. This angle would not have hit her in the head. Also, where are the other two bullet holes? Yeah, blew out the windows because he shot her from the side when he was not in danger. You and I would be convicted for murder, but our government has no convictions when it comes to the police. This is a drive-by shooting. where the person doing the shooting is not in the car. So again, you can see it from the very beginning that she had her wheel turned. So the headlines that you see from different places: ICE protester shot and killed after hitting an officer with her vehicle. That's the way they'll put this stuff out, right? And make this all about her. And again, she's 37 years old, has a 6-year-old child who's now an orphan because the father died 2 years ago. So the interesting thing is, as I said, when you look at, and Reason has a good article about this, that the rules for engagement that most police departments have, DHS's Public Affairs Office has made similar accusations against U.S. citizens who are subjected to violent and deadly force by ICE and Border Patrol officers. But in several of those cases, the defendants' names were cleared after evidence emerged, contradicting DHS's initial claims. For example, federal prosecutors in Chicago dropped their charges in November against Miramar Martinez, a woman who was shot 5 times by a Border Patrol agent. The government accused her of ramming an agent's vehicle, but according to her lawyer, video showed an agent turning his vehicle into her car, after which the agent said, "Do something," and cursed at her, right? The agent then got out of his car and started shooting at Martinez. DHS original press release described Martinez as a domestic terrorist with a history of doxing federal agents. They don't mention it in their piece here, but you remember the guy who was a part of an observation group. And look, we need to have people who watch the police. And the Supreme Court, as they point out in this article, the Supreme Court has over and over again said that filming the police is not a crime. It's not only not a crime, it's a necessity now to film the police. And yet this guy was filming the ICE officers who were walking around wearing masks, and they rammed his car intentionally. So DHS considers following, recording, and alerting others to the presence of law enforcement to be illegal activity, despite the fact that every federal court that has considered this issue has firmly upheld the First Amendment right to film and to monitor the police and public. Warning people, the police are here. I'm sure you've had this happen to you. Perhaps you've done it to help other people. You see a cop with a speeding trap set up, right? What do? The oncoming traffic, I usually flash my brights at them to warn them. And I appreciate when people do that for me. So, you know, should I be shot for that? Chrissy Nunn would say yes. I should be shot like a dog, like one of her dogs. David Beer, the Cato Institute, has collected dozens of these instances in a report released last month. He concluded that the amount of video evidence in conjunction with memos and public statements from DHS leadership amounts to an official nationwide policy of intimidating and threatening people who attempt to observe and to record their operations. What are you ashamed of? I think we do know what you're ashamed of, and you should be ashamed. You should wear a mask. You should be in prison. In a comment to Reason last month, DHS Office of Public Affairs said that following and recording law enforcement officers sure sounds like obstruction of justice to me, said the DHS. Yeah, that's where they are. So,
I also just want to say, if you are a trained professional, if your entire job is the use of violence,
they have to be held to a higher standard.
That's right. Yeah. You are held to a higher standard. Yeah. I don't care if the crowd is rowdy. I don't care if they're saying mean things or even potentially shoving you.
That's right.
If they are not actively shooting, engaging you with physical lethal violence, you have no excuse for using lethal violence on them.
But that's not what they're doing. These people are not shoving. They're being shoved and shot in the face. It's the cops who are initiating the violence, and we've seen that over and over again, even before this kind of stuff, even before ICE, just with ordinary cops in a demonstration situation. They initiate the violence. Many people said they initiated the violence on January the 6th, and there's a lot of evidence showing that they did. So,
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Yet again, a law enforcement officer is fired into a moving vehicle, even though experts on the use of force and many agencies' rules prohibit or discourage the practice as dangerous and ineffective. Shooting into moving cars is often a bad idea, even when it might be legally justified. And it wasn't here because he wasn't in danger. Officers who fear they are in danger often miss their target. Sometimes harmlessly, sometimes striking bystanders or other officers. Jeffrey Alpert, a professor at the University of South Carolina, an expert on the police use of force, said, if you actually hit the driver and are successful, now you have an unguided missile, as we saw after he killed the woman. You know, her car was still going very slow. It was never going fast. And it plowed into another car that was there. Could have hit pedestrians if there had been any on the road. Could have hit officers. Her car could have hit officers. It's now an unguided missile. Yeah, it turned into a weapon because he killed the driver, Christine Ohm. The vehicle became a weapon, an unguided weapon. And I've seen people, Megyn Kelly, there's another angle that from a distance, and you see the guy who's leaning over, making contact with it, said, see, she hit him, and all this kind of stuff. It's like, who hit who? I mean, you saw him. He wasn't limping. Wasn't limping at all. If she had hit him, he would be limping. If he went over and leaned onto the vehicle and shot her from the side of the front bumper, which is what he did, then he would not be limping. It's just, Megyn Kelly, disgusting yet again. This is as disgusting as her excuses for pedophilia. Well, I don't know, you know, a girl that's 16, 17, 18 or whatever. She prostituted herself at Fox News. That's what she did to get her job. That's where she's coming from. It's just as likely if you shoot somebody that a foot's going to go on the gas as to go on the brake. In this case, photos suggested the SUV struck another car after the driver was shot. The photos don't suggest it. They show it. You can hear it if you've got that. We took the audio off because people are losing it in terms of explicatives there. Anyway, and understandably so. Because of this, many departments advise against opening fire on moving vehicles. Following a 1972 shooting, the New York Police Department adopted a policy that banned officers from shooting from a moving vehicle or shooting at a moving vehicle, unless the person in the vehicle was using or threatening deadly force, which did not include the vehicle itself. Many other agencies have since followed suit, and guidelines recommended by police officers tend to concur. So, nevertheless, shooting at a moving vehicle continues to happen frequently. Violations of department rules may draw internal discipline. You might get a paid vacation. But they're not enforceable as a matter of law. Experts also point to poor training as a common reason for these shootings, though the identity and experience of the officer who operated, who opened fire are not yet known. It should be an area of focus. The White House has lowered the standards to hire thousands of new ICE agents. 2,000 just recently sent into Minneapolis. Got to get them all on the street. Got to have a, coming from Stephen Miller, he was the one who came up with the idea, I want 3,000 arrests every day. Well, if you got quotas like that, we know what that looks like. Ex-ICE director called Kristi Noem's shooting statement incredibly irresponsible. Just called a lie. That's what it is. It's a cold lie. So former ICE acting director John Sandweg criticized Noem for making incredibly irresponsible comments. He said that the woman had perpetrated, said after Noem said the woman had perpetrated an act of domestic terrorism. Does that look like domestic terror to you? I mean, come on, just look at that. That's not domestic terror. Anyway. He said Noem was out of line, didn't have enough information to make that statement. Well, everything in her statement was a lie. She was saying the ICE officers were stuck in the snow, and as they're trying to get their vehicle out, they were viciously attacked by a domestic terrorist driving a car. That is not anywhere close to what happened. None of that is true. I find this to be an incredibly irresponsible statement, he said. Yeah. Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called it a ramming incident. No, it wasn't. And again, Trump attacks the woman and directly contradicts what the Minneapolis police statement said and directly contradicts the reality of what the video shows. There's the poor victim. I guess he's walking on his way to the hospital. Giving high fives to the other guys. Maybe that's it. Maybe he hurt his arm giving high fives to the other ICE officers. You people are pathetic. So federal and local authorities have put out conflicting statements. Yeah, because the feds are lying about everything. Homeland Security issued a statement claiming that the ICE officer, fearing for his life and the lives of his federal law enforcement and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots, which is not safe for the public, into a moving vehicle after a rider weaponized her vehicle. You know, when he killed the driver, he weaponized her vehicle, didn't he? DHS also branded the dead woman a domestic terrorist. That's everybody that they don't like. If they don't like you politically, you are a domestic terrorist. They are just like Biden and the Democrats, you know, who called all the January the 6th people, called them all terrorists, including the vast, vast, vast majority of them who were peacefully redressing their grievances against the government. They called them terrorists. They treated them like terrorists when you look at the conditions that they incarcerated them under. And so this is typical of the rah-rah cheerleading of the right. This is WND saying domestic terrorism. They repeat it, of course. Fatal ICE-related shooting sparks unrest in Minneapolis. Yeah, unrest. And you got all these horrible protesters standing there yelling at the police, so the police go over and shove them and put and spray them in the face. Yeah, and then this guy, Nick Swartor. Do you know who this guy is, Travis? I've seen his name multiple times.
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about him.
He's some cheap whore for MAGA, some MAGA influencer, some Trump bot, Nick Swartor. He says, absolute mayhem is breaking out in South Minneapolis after ICE-involved shooting. Yeah, look at this mayhem and whose side it's on here. Yeah, look at that. He says, pathetic. Show these people zero mercy. That's right. If they're criticizing you, if they're on the other political tribe, run over, shove them, and shoot them in the face with pepper spray. says Nick Sortor. Yeah. So, again, your time is coming, Nick. You're cheering for government to have no control, no guidelines, no restraints. And that government is going to be aligned with you. Do you not remember? It hasn't been that long. All these people, it's like watching the MAGA people. It's like Men in Black, you know. It's like they all got flashed with that light, and they forgot everything that happened even 2 years ago. No, we could never have a government that would unjustly call people domestic terrorists. Really? So House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, our brave ICE agents put their lives on the line every day to protect our communities from dangerous criminals. This is the guy, when people were complaining to Tom Emmer, because this, I think, is his jurisdiction. Here is no, it's not, because it's Ilhan Omar's jurisdiction. But it was people who were close by. He's maybe got an adjacent one. He's there from Minneapolis. Anyway, at one of the town meetings, you had people who were complaining to him about the number of Somalians that were there. And he said, well, there's nothing I can do about it. And these are upstanding people. And he's worked with the Democrats to help the Somalians to stay. He's got the Somalian Congressional Coalition. And so this guy's been a cheerleader for all this illegal immigration, for all this Somalian fraud, even after people knew it was fraud. We've actually known about this for a decade. We've been talking about it. It's just now reached a pinnacle of press attention because they wanted to weaponize it against Tim Walz. And it deserves to be weaponized against him. But Tom Emmer just came out and said, oh, that's it. You know, we need to kick these people out. I don't care if they've got citizenship now. Kick them out. So he's Mr. Tough Guy now. He's just a turncoat. And he will wear whatever uniform, whichever way the wind is blowing, that's what Tom Emmer is going to do. He's number three with the GOP in the House. And he's just like Mike Johnson. And so the right is heavily criticizing these people. Megyn Kelly, this cop almost got run over by this woman. Yeah, if looks could kill, it would have been him, right? Except if you look, Megyn, you can see that the wheel is turned. If you look at where the bullet holes are, Megyn, you can see that he shot her from the side after, if there was any imagined threat, after that imagined threat was clearly over. She's not going to be able to hit him sideways. Clay Travis, who I think, isn't this the guy that, one of the two guys that took Rush Limbaugh's place? Do you know? I don't know. Anyway, he said,
beyond my scope.
So the mayor was spreading an inflammatory lie by saying it was BS, and he called it a justified shooting. The ICE agent was clearly contacted by the woman in this car. So don't touch these people.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Because they'll kill you. And I'm serious. You know, when you get pulled over by the cops, yes, sir, yes, sir. Because many of them are just looking for an excuse to kill you. Pro-Trump commentator Benny Johnson shared a clip of the incident and said it was irrefutable that a Democrat terrorist hit the federal agent with her car, and he said it was attempted murder. Benny, you need to go back to your Grindr account and get off of social media. It's disgusting. I'm so disgusted with these so-called influencers. They're nothing but MAGA bots. Maggots, if you want to put it shortly here. How dare you, Megyn Kelly raged at Tim Walz's shameful statement on ICE shooting. She's still in tribal mode here. So you want to further inflame an already charged situation. That's your side that's doing it, Megyn. Killing somebody. So, it is truly reprehensible. And then, of course, this is the other line that they go back to. This one is from the Tennessee Star. Tim Walz and a Soros-backed prosecutor. Oh, okay. Let's see. How many boxes can we come up with to check to make this tribal? It's just like the Black Lives Matter stuff and everything. It's like, when you look at the people that are getting killed, yes, it is true. It's a higher percentage of blacks that are suffering from the excessive police force and killings and that type of thing. But that's a higher percentage of the black community that happens to. However, if you look at the higher number of people, it's more white people that are doing that. But they want you to break into this black tribe, white tribe thing. And same thing is true of the politics. They don't want any control of law enforcement. They don't want to stop the federal police, the federalization of police and the militarization of the police. They don't want to stop any of that stuff. And the way that they keep that from happening, the way the government escapes the rule of law, is to divide and conquer people by tribes. That's what's happening here. And I'm seeing these buttons being pushed by all of the usual grifters. Disgust me. Go ahead, Travis, read a couple of these comments before we take a break.
That's right. We've got Your Destiny 2026 says law enforcement, whatever branch is trained to empty their mags, they are triggered. We'll also say, though, that basically every shooting course I've seen or taken has said that once you start shooting, you do not stop shooting until the threat is neutralized. So emptying the mag is something most people would do in any situation when they're shooting. Guard Goldsmith, I find it astounding that some MAGA try to use the false equivalency of portraying the whole U.S. as your house, plus talking about stopping a home invasion, yet they invade states and neighborhoods.
Yeah. And then, when you're talking about a home invasion, like I've said so many times, if somebody steals your television set and they're running out with it, you can't shoot them in the back. It's only if your life is threatened. This guy's life was not threatened. She was driving away from him. The wheel was turned. He shot her from the side. Murder. Murder. Patty Wax.
Yeah, Patty Wax says, I'm just saying it is very convenient that when things look like there will be a condemnation of what went on in Somalia's city of Minnesota, suddenly we have another crisis for the Antifa blue hairs.
Yep. He pulled their butt out of the fire yet again, Trump did. Yeah.
DG8, thank you very much. Appreciate the support. Says, Nome is pledging refugee status for all the Venezuelans.
Yes.
Haven't they learned anything from the Haitians here in Springfield and Somalians in Columbus? Minnesota banned Maine. Disgusting.
Yeah. I played that the other day. Christy Nome saying, yeah, we're going to extend this temporary protective status for people coming from Venezuela. We're going to bring in a lot more refugees. And other people had said that as well, even before she jumped the gun on this. I remember as people were anticipating the fact that Trump was going to invade Venezuela and do something there. They said, you start some kind of a war there, we're going to get flooded with Venezuelan immigrants. But, of course, Kristi Noem doesn't wait for that. She proactively invites them in.
There is almost no idea worse than bombing and destroying a country and then telling all of its residents, hey, you can come here.
Yeah. Creating all in the name of national security. How does that make us more secure to do that? Yeah. Absolutely does not.
I'm personally of the opinion that we just say, no more refugees. Saying you're a refugee does not entitle you to a residence here in the United States. Our country is bad. It's terrible. We need to leave. Well, that's a shame.
And we do have a bias against Christian refugees, especially. I mean, take a look at the Biden administration. It was a homeschooling Christian family that fled from Germany because the German government was going to take their children away from them for homeschooling them. And they've been here for about a decade. But with all of the open borders and the millions of people coming in from all over the world through the southern border, the Biden administration decided that the one family that needed to be ejected was that German Christian homeschooling family. And this is the way this stuff is going to be weaponized. They will use it for their political side, and the idiots, the fools who are cheering this stuff on, don't realize what they're begging for. We'll be right back.
APS Radio delivers multiple channels of music right to your mobile device. Get the APS Radio app today and listen wherever you go.
Important topic. The Premier of Greenland and the Premier of Denmark and other Danish officials are responding to a Twitter post from your wife, Katie Miller, herself a former Trump White House official, showing Greenland covered with an American flag, saying soon. After that was posted, President Trump repeated the claim that the U.S. needs Greenland for national security reasons. The Danish Prime Minister responded to this in an interview earlier today, as reported by Bloomberg. Quote, I believe one should take the American president seriously when he says it wants Greenland, but I will also make it clear that if the U.S. chooses to attack another NATO country militarily, then everything stops, including NATO, and thus the security that has been established since the end of the Second World War. Can you rule out that the U.S. is ever going to try to take Greenland by force?
Well, let me go back a step. The president has been clear for months now, so I know you're treating this as breaking news. The president has been clear for months now that the United States should be the nation that has Greenland as part of our overall security apparatus.
The United States, but your wife posted that like hours after the Venezuela operation.
But that's
why it's newly relevant.
I'll talk with you about it for an hour. I think it's a really important conversation. I just wanted to reset Jake by making clear that it has been the formal position of the U.S. government since the beginning of this administration, frankly, going back into the previous Trump administration, that Greenland should be part of the United States. The president has been very clear about that. That is the formal position of the U.S. government.
Right, but can you say that military action against Greenland is off the table?
It wouldn't be military action against Greenland. The Greenland has a population of 30,000 people, Jake. The real question is, by what right does Denmark assert control over Greenland? What is the basis of their territorial claim? What is their basis?
Several centuries, actually.
Greenland is a colony of Denmark. The United States is the power of NATO. For the United States to secure the Arctic region, to protect and defend NATO and NATO interests, obviously Greenland should be part of the United States. And so that's a conversation that we're going to have as a country. That's a process we're going to have as a community of nations.
So you can't take it off the table that the U.S. would use military force to seize Greenland. You can't take it off the table.
Jake, I understand you're trying very hard to, which again is your job. I respect it. It's great to get exactly the headline, right? That catchy headline.
I'm trying to get an answer of the question.
That says Miller refuses to rule out the United States should have Greenland as part of the United States. There's no need to even think or talk about this in the context that you're asking of a military operation. Nobody's going to fight the United States militarily over the future of Greenland.
One last question, Stephen.
Again, why am I playing that again? Played it yesterday. Well, because it shows the character of the Trump administration.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And there's a very important character in the Trump administration, and that's Stephen Miller. And he's the character that is not only responsible for this Greenland stuff, but he's also the character that's responsible for the way the government has conducted itself in Venezuela, as well as what they've done with ICE, the hardline tactics that ICE is taking. It comes from this guy. And as the New York Times puts it, Stephen Miller offers a strongman's view of the world. That's absolutely right. The world, he said, must be governed by force. You know, it's kind of interesting to see how Hitlerian this guy is. You know, he may be Jewish, but even his own family has attacked him and said, if we followed your types of policies, we would have all been killed in Germany. Well, you know, the Israelis as well as the American government have become the monsters that they fought, and so has the Trump administration especially. You know, it was John Quincy Adams who said, we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. And I think there's a good reason for that, that Friedrich Nietzsche understood. He was the one who said, be careful that you don't become the monsters that you fight. Right? When you start fighting these monsters, you typically adopt their practices. It was the Nazis who invaded other countries for no reason at all, except for they just wanted it. And so now we're doing that. It was the Nazis who began massive civilian bombing campaigns, targeting the civilians in order to break the will of the country to fight. And it had just the opposite effect. And yet, even though it backfired, we adopted that same practice. We became the monsters that we fought. So, and that's true of Israel as well. Both Israel and the United States have become the kinds of monsters that we fought in World War II. The Nazis, the fascist Japanese. So, again, you become this monster because you adopt their methods, their tactics. And we see that now in the total war tactics of bombing civilians and the tactics of not giving people quarter, but you go back and you kill the people who are shipwrecked. Or the very idea that you've got preemptive strikes. Or the idea that you invade another country because you want their stuff. Are we not the Nazis? Is Israel not become Nazis as well? Miller has spent the bulk of his White House career furthering right-wing domestic policies that have resulted in mass deportations. And again, I want to see mass deportations, but not in the tactics that he has done it. Now Miller is casting his gaze further abroad towards Venezuela and toward Greenland specifically. He's doing so in the service of advancing Trump's foreign policy ambitions, which so far resemble imperialistic designs to exploit less powerful, resource-rich countries and territories all over the world and use those resources for America's gain. I don't like the term imperialism because it's been used so much by the left. I prefer the term pirate because that's really what this is. According to Miller, using brute force is not only on the table, but also the Trump administration's preferred way to conduct itself on the world stage and how they conduct themselves domestically. When you look at ICE and Border Patrol and the armies that they have unleashed against their political enemies. He said, and this is a quote from Miller, "We live in a world in which you can talk all you want about international niceties and everything else, but we live in a world, in the real world, Jake, we are governed by strength, and that is governed by force, and that is governed by power." This is a dangerous individual. This is an individual who doesn't believe that he's accountable to God, and neither does Trump, and obviously neither does Kristi Noem, or she wouldn't lie the way she does.
I've got to say, Stephen Miller, he looks like a discount Lex Luthor, you know?
He's been called many things. You're the first person I've seen to call him that. But yeah, that's, you're absolutely right. He is a Lex Luthor.
I guess you could call him Lex Juther even. You know, he is Jewish.
He says, "These are the iron laws of the world since the beginning of time." We don't want to have any system of law or restraint or guidelines domestically or internationally. We don't care about borders. Might makes right. That is Stephen Miller and the Trump administration in a nutshell. The aggressive posture towards Greenland and in turn the rest of the world, writes the New York Times, is a perfect encapsulation of the raw power that Trump wants to project. Even against Denmark, a NATO ally that controls Greenland, the moment also illustrates how people like Miller have ascended to the inner circle of a leader who has no interest in having his impulses checked and how they exert their influence once they arrive there. By the way, you know, we already have, if you look at military spending, we already have 37% of the world's military spending and is American, far outweighing anything that anybody else is doing. We just had an all-time high federal budget for the Defense Department of $1 trillion. We broke that for the first time. But that's not enough for Trump. Now he wants to increase it by another 50%. $1.5 trillion.
I also want to say, if we were going in and taking all these resources and they were being used to make America better and they were being redistributed to the people to improve quality of life, it would still be wrong. Yeah. It would still be wrong. We still shouldn't do it, but that's not going to happen.
That's not even a pragmatic reason for
no,
it.
No, these resources are going to be taken and used to enrich the billionaire class, the people that sit at the very top, and it will make our lives worse. They will import a million or a billion refugees, however many they can get their hands on, after they have made them hate you and hate us, while they sit in their ivory towers far away from any conflict that they generate.
Absolutely
they will steal
right.
every resource Venezuela has, and none of it will make its way to the American people.
That's right. Yeah, so Stephen Miller, like so many others in the Trump administration, Kristi Noem, Marco Rubio, War Pete Hegseth, they're all living on military bases now. What do you think they're doing that for? Well, because they know full well that they're trying to create a civil war here. I think they also realize that there may be an asymmetric war as they elevate the drug war to a hot war. And, I mean, if they thought that they were going to have a nuclear war with Russia, I don't think they would go to a military base. That's kind of like ground zero, you know. I think that they're looking at this. They do want to have some kind of a civil war, some kind of an asymmetric war. And it's very interesting. It's also unprecedented. You know, we've had an occasional official in the past that has done this type of thing. But now, you know, for pretty much all of the upper echelon of the Trump administration to be doing this, it is quite telling. You know, it is interesting. There was a very good, and I've played clips of it, and you've probably seen it yourself. There was an HBO production of John Adams. And there was a clip at one point in time with the two of them. You know, Adams and Jefferson was his vice president, and they were political enemies. That's the way the system allowed at that time. The number two would wind up being the vice president. So that'd be kind of like...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you can imagine it today, that'd be Trump with his vice president, Lala Harris. Now, that'd be an interesting situation, wouldn't it? But anyway, at one point, they're walking through the streets of Washington talking. And the thing that struck me the most was the fact that you've got both the president and the vice president just walking through the street of Washington talking to each other. Nobody's paying any attention to them, number one. Because they don't have that much impact on people's lives. And because they didn't have impact on people's lives, because they were not trying to micromanage and destroy everything in our life, I mean, whether you're talking about the way toilets flush or the way gas cans operate, I mean, the federal government has intruded itself into every corner of our life. These people are hated, and they have to have bodyguards, have to have this massive Praetorian guard that follows them and precedes them everywhere they go, shutting down traffic everywhere. What a difference between the founders of this country and the empire that has become. And of course, it's not just domestically, but it's enemies abroad because of the assassinations that we have engaged in. This is why these people need to live on military bases. You know, why do they need this kind of security? It really is because of policies from the CIA. They're the deep state that runs this administration. Also probably threats from the CIA, you know. You do what we tell you to do or else. So the civilian leadership living on these military bases are increasingly seeing themselves and their mission as force, both domestic and foreign. Venezuela, Greenland, Minnesota, you name it. So you got Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem, all of them living on military bases, including Stephen Miller. Now, in the past, you've had isolated cases of this. Robert Gates, defense secretary under George W. Bush and Obama, lived on a military base. Jim Mattis, who was at one point in the Trump administration, and Mike Pompeo, they lived on military bases. This is a relatively new thing. I mean, prior to Pompeo and Mattis in the Trump administration, you had only one person who'd lived on a military base before. And but now you've got the entire upper echelon of the Trump cabinet living on a military base. There is no record of so many political appointees living on military installations. The shift adds to the blurring of traditional boundaries between civilian and military worlds. Yeah, these people only see the world in terms of force and conquest and moving boundaries. Stephen Miller is also having daily yelling meltdowns. Think of him as Hitler rants. We've seen the Hitler butler bunker rants that people repurposed as memes for a long time. But this is a thing with Stephen Miller. His daily conference calls routinely descend into him loudly berating staff and launching into full-on meltdown, insiders have revealed. A lengthy Atlantic profile of Miller talks about how he begins with his 10 a.m. calls, including on Saturdays, and it gives him a chance to act like a wartime general who's living on a military base and to shout at those he believes are not doing enough to push his agenda. He gets on the phone. He yells at everybody. Nobody is spared from his wrath. Miller is widely seen as the architect behind some of Trump's most hardline immigration policies. Miller demanded that ICE detain as many as 3,000 immigrants a day in order to fulfill Trump's plan to carry out the largest mass deportation in U.S. history. Well, you know, if he did that for 4 years, he's still only about 3.5 million. That doesn't get rid of the people that came in during the first Trump administration and the Biden administration, not even by a long shot. Steve Bannon says that the deranged persona that Miller adopts in front of the cameras is just an act. He plays the character well, knowing that he always wants to have own the libs, right, and have their heads blow up, said Steve Bannon. And yet, from what people are saying, that's the way the guy really is. And he supports these dangerous policies. Other allies acknowledge that Miller's personality is something of an acquired taste. One of the harsher ones compared his bedside manner to that of Heinrich Himmler, the Nazi leader, the second most powerful figure in the Third Reich. And, of course, that's the way he's really shaping up. You know, you look at Susie Wiles, and she may be there in terms of you know, a moderating force, as some were saying. I don't think that's the case. I don't see any moderation at all. But it is Stephen Miller who's really pushing and executing these policies, not so much Susie Wiles.
He oversees every policy the administration touches, said Caroline Lovett. I can't tell you the number of times that a policy matter is discussed in the Oval, and Trump will say, well, where's Stephen? Tell him to get that done. To critics, Miller is the smirking embodiment of everything they view as dangerous and authoritarian about the Trump administration. I would say that's the way I view it. That's a pretty good summary right there. He's been called a Nazi, a neo-Nazi, a white supremacist, a capo, a Lord Voldemort. Posters of Miller, pursed lips, furrowed brow, have been plastered all around the nation's capital, stamped with creep and fascism ain't pretty. His own uncle denounced him, writing at one point that his immigration policies, if they had been implemented a century ago, he said, our family would have been wiped out. So again, Bannon calls him prime minister, I guess, because you know, Trump is evidently the king. Miller is now acting as an accelerant for the president's most incendiary impulses, shaping the lives of individual Americans in nearly every area of our life. The result of Miller's power is a vestige of George W. Bush's war on terror. Weeks after the attacks of September 11th, Bush established a Homeland Security Council to coordinate the government's domestic response. Miller has attached that rubric of national emergency to a new target, turning the council into a daily war room to track and to fine-tune Trump's campaign to deport 1 million people a year. So beyond that, as Trump has griped about the homeless encampments, one day Caroline Lovett recalled that he turned to Miller and he said, get it done. Within 6 hours, she said, I looked at Twitter and there were cranes cleaning up these sites. Stephen is the most effective political aide of this generation, and probably since James Baker. No one is more deft at moving the levers of government to turn the president's policies into action, said a former Trump advisor, Cliff Sims. So how Miller approaches a problem, for example, Columbia University, they said, they wanted to shut down protests about what Israel was doing. So he was the one who implemented it, and he said as he watched for people's reactions. And since people didn't react much against it, he said, well, we can use this in other areas as well.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need. Critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel. All in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
That's the way they operate. And that's why it's very important for us to react, to speak out against this, because the internet is flooded. And of course, they are given, when you look at social media, on X and so forth, this echo chamber of maggots that are out there. They reinforce whatever Trump wants to do. And there are a lot of bots as well as a lot of grifting influencers like Megyn Kelly, Benny Johnson, and others, Nick Sartor, who are out there. They have massive engagement on social media. And it's important for us to speak out against that. So just on an individual level, something to think about, because they do look at what they can get away with. And look, when you look at these universities, as I said before, they're not entitled to any money in the first place. But that was not what it was about. It wasn't about saying, you know, we've got $38 trillion in debt and we shouldn't be giving billions of dollars a year to Harvard. What was it, $9 billion, I think it was? Anyway, no, the condition was that if you stop protests against Israel on campus, we'll turn the money faucet back on. But if you allow a foreign government to be protested, their actions to be protested, we will cut off your money supply. It was an attack on free speech on behalf of a foreign government that seeks to end the First Amendment, as I played for you. That guy, his name is Shlomo Kramer, I think is his name. Close observers of Miller say his total command is in marked contrast to his role during the first Trump administration. There he didn't have the authority to make things happen, and they give examples of where he asked for something to happen. Everybody walked out and said, we're not doing that. But they're doing it now. He now has that kind of power. You've got another, here's another guy, Tom Tillis. This is a guy that I really do not like from North Carolina. I know this guy, I had him pegged as a globalist from the very beginning, even though he's Republican. As soon as the Republican Party got the majority, at, you know, 2008 election, they voted for Obama. They were fed up with what Obama had done. By 2010, everything went Republican, except for the congressional races, because those are determined by the gerrymandering. And but then you had the Republican Party that had always been in the minority in the state house and Senate, then got the majority. And the guy that had been there for a very long time, I knew him. He was an honest guy. He was a Christian guy. And he really did have conservative principles. Tom Tillis just came out of nowhere, and they made him Speaker of the House. The guy who had been the minority leader got passed over. And one of the first things that Tom Tillis did as Speaker of the House was to open the floodgates to foreign companies who wanted to put in toll roads that had never been in North Carolina again. So he did that, and he was rewarded for those types of things. That was just one of the things that he did along those lines. But you could clearly see that he was a tool of the global establishment. They quickly put him in as senator, and he's been there for quite some time. And he is now leaving, and he is free to criticize Trump and the Trump administration. And so he said the day after that clip that I just showed you of Jake Tapper talking to Stephen Miller, he got on with Jake Tapper, and he said, look, either Stephen Miller needs to get in the lane where he knows what he's talking about, or he needs to get out of this job, said Tillis to Jake Tapper. And he's retiring, so he can criticize Trump. He is somebody who has been in the Senate. He's been part of the NATO Observer Group, so he is very pro-NATO. As I said, he's a globalist. And he called the NATO alliance critically important. He told Jake Tapper that shaking that alliance sends a signal to Putin that he's winning. See, again, this is, you know, feeding that that divide there. That Hegelian divide. So I see NATO as a threat to peace. It's a different kind of threat to peace than Stephen Miller and the Trump administration, but they're both a threat to peace. And so he said, we need to make it very clear that our strength and our ability to project power to stand off against Putin, to stand off against Russia, to stand off against China, Iran, it all rests on this exquisite capability that we have under NATO. NATO doesn't bring anything to the defense of America. Quite the contrary. NATO is a liability. NATO is a trap. It is a tripwire to draw us into wars that Europeans have always had. They're always bickering about things. And now NATO is trying to drag us into a direct war with Russia. So it is not part of our security. They don't bring anything to protect us. It's all unilateral, and we all know that. But he goes on to say, I'm really sick of stupid. You know, I am too. And I think war, regardless of which direction it comes to us, for foreign entanglements, is stupid. I don't care if it's Europe's geopolitical ambitions or if it's Trump's commodities ambitions or whatever it is. I think it's still stupid. He says, I want good advice for this president because I want to see this president have a good legacy. This nonsense about what is going on with Greenland is a distraction from the good work that he's doing. And the amateurs who said it was a good idea should lose their job. So he's calling him stupid, an amateur. Miller asserted during the interview with Tapper that Greenland should be part of the United States. Tillis told Tapper that Miller's CNN interview was a horrible execution on a subject matter that he knows nothing about. But the reality is that what Miller did was to lay out for everybody to see that the policy of the Trump administration is brute force. They don't care about law. They don't care about convention, borders, guidelines, constitution. None of this stuff matters. It's just what they can get away with. And that's the key takeaway here. So he said, you know what makes me cranky? Stupid. What makes me cranky is when we tarnish the extraordinary execution of a mission that I fully support in Venezuela by turning around and making insane comments about how it is our right to have territory owned by the Kingdom of Denmark. Again, Miller is consistent, and Tom Tillis is consistent in the sense that, yeah, you know, let's have a war with Venezuela, let's have a war with Putin. NATO is not an organization for peace. When Denmark and Greenland make it clear that Greenland is not for sale, as a matter of fact, there's a joke about that. I said, you know, what's the difference between Trump and Greenland? Greenland's not for sale. The United States must honor its treaty obligations and respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Kingdom of Denmark. Well, Europe has drawn the line on this. This is the Washington Post story angle they take. They said, you know, there's been a lot of conflict over the last year with Trump and NATO allies, conflict over how Ukraine should be handled. And then Trump began his tariff wars. And so they decided that they would just kind of go easy and try to manage him around the edges and that type of thing. But they're saying now that he is directly going after Greenland, things look a bit different, they said. And so they are taking this on as a direct assault. So let's talk a little bit about Greenland.
Oh, to look around at the patch of ground known as Mother Nature's sieve. Though it's horrible to visit, it's a miserable place to live.
Yeah, I guess we've had enough time now. I can play that clip that I had a year ago. It's Charlie Kirk singing with Donald Trump Jr. as they went on their sniffing tour of Greenland. And so the U.S. is discussing ways to acquire Greenland. Military use is on the table, they say. And I think that that is true, but not in the way that people are thinking. I think what is going to happen is that they've had a massive presence in Greenland in the past. And they still have that treaty that was signed with Denmark saying that they can bring troops in. So the U.S. had a couple of dozen different military bases in Greenland. They had 10,000 troops in Greenland. I don't know if that was just that one base that they have or if that was distributed with those other bases there during World War II. That still stands, and they could put troops in if they want. And not violate that treaty and not have a shooting war. And who's going to shoot in that war on the other side? As Stephen Miller said, there's only about 30,000 people there. Well, actually, it's about 50,000. But they're not armed and they're not going to shoot. And the U.S. could just move massive amounts of men and material, create new military bases or revive the old ones, and there'd be nothing that they could do about it. And that may very well be what they're talking about in terms of a military solution with all this stuff. And that is if that really is their concern. If they want to They're concerned, as they say, that Russia's got a very large fleet of icebreakers and things like that, that Russia is moving to take over the Arctic. There's also this narrative. Oh, and because of global warming, the polar ice caps are melting, and soon we'll have access to all those resources in Greenland, and we'll be able to navigate around. Well, I don't think that's true. If that were true, Russia clearly doesn't believe it either, because they're building icebreakers. They wouldn't be building icebreakers if they thought the polar ice caps were going to melt. So that's nonsense. But it does go back to the hegemony, which is basically geopolitical monopoly. It's a game of monopoly. And who's going to put their hotels on Greenland? So we may see some things like that, but it'd be very easy for them to put the military bases there. Trump has made it well known that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority of the United States, vital to deter our adversaries in the Arctic region, said Caroline Lovett. And so, again, as I said, it doesn't mean that you have to make Greenland part of the United States in order to do that. They did it before. We don't have any resources there. If it's so vital to our national security, why don't we have any resources there? And again, they could add them at any point that they want. There's no need for this kind of confrontational rhetoric that they put out there. But he does it because Stephen Miller and Trump want conflict. They want confrontation. They thrive off of this professional wrestling rhetoric that is out there. Since at least 2019, Trump has publicly emphasized Greenland's importance to American national security.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
He's just recently appointed the Louisiana governor, who this is his last year in office, as a special envoy to there. He said, we need Greenland, he said, not for minerals. If you take a look at Greenland, you look up and down the coast, you have Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need it for national security. We have to have it. Well, again, there is absolutely no reason that he can't, that he has to have Greenland in order to put a military base there.
Greenland is mine.
The precious. So much so that I was skeptical when he was talking about this a year ago. I said, I think that's a lie, just like the fentanyl coming from Canada is a lie. I think he really wants the mineral resources there. And that still may be the case. Because if he wants to put troops there, they can do that. And it doesn't have to be an invasion. There's talk that, widely reported from insiders by the Wall Street Journal, that Secretary Rubio told lawmakers in a closed-door briefing that Trump seeks to buy Greenland rather than invade it. And that would indicate, again, that they want the minerals and the oil that are there, rather than for defense purposes. When asked about it, House Speaker Mike Johnson gave his standard reply. Well, I don't remember that. I don't know anything about that. I don't know what you're talking about. I'll have to go back and take a look at this. And since this all began a year ago, Greenland and Denmark have been trying to meet with Marco Rubio, and he's refused to meet with them, which I think is kind of interesting. And the cooperation between Greenland and Copenhagen has been cooperation between Copenhagen and Washington has been longstanding, especially over Greenland. And the Denmark is buying American F-35 fighters, and Denmark's parliament voted in favor of a bill to allow the U.S. military to set up a base on Danish soil. So again, they're buying our planes. They said we can put a base on Denmark's soil. We've had many bases in Greenland, most of which have been closed, so much so that some of the news organizations are saying last time the U.S. was there, they left a real mess. You can still see, after 50, 60 years, you can still see the rust from the equipment we left behind, as well as the groundwater contamination from the military bases, which we usually leave in our wake everywhere we go. So there was more confrontation with Caroline Lovett, this time from a Fox News reporter, Jackie Heinrich. She said, following up on Greenland, why not rule out taking it by military force? Caroline Lovett said, well, all options are on the table for Trump as he examines what is in the best interest of the United States. But I'll just say the president's first option has always been diplomacy. Yeah, we've noticed how polite and diplomatically he addresses everybody. Haven't you noticed that? I thought that's been one of the one of the defining hallmarks of his character, is how diplomatic Trump is. Does the president recognize Denmark's ownership as part of the kingdom? Heinrich asked in a follow-up. Because there's been some Republican senators questioning the claim that Denmark has to Greenland. Is the president in that camp with them, questioning the legality of their ownership of Greenland? And she said, well, I haven't heard him question it personally, but you know, you're welcome to ask him the next time you have the chance. Well, as the London Times points out, America's last occupation of Greenland was a disaster. Greenlanders still remember the last time the U.S. took their country. A heavy presence during World War II. As many as 25 American military bases, including major posts, weather stations, minor airstrips, and auxiliary facilities, provided fuel, information, and supply services to allies in Europe. In 1947, it didn't end well. When we departed the country, we left behind a huge, toxic mess of oil barrels, military equipment, hangars, and trucks. In 2017, this writer said, when I visited one area, one of the major old military sites on the east coast of the country, it was in desperate shape. Nearby streams ran red with rivers of rust and fuel deposits, and the carcasses of air hangars and trucks were rusting and sinking into the soft ground. And that's just what you could see with the naked eye. The soil is said to be contaminated with asbestos and lead, while the valley is rumored to contain 700 pounds of undetonated dynamite. The American argument for leaving the military sites in disarray after the war was akin to, well, we paid for these air bases to save Denmark and Europe from the Nazis so Denmark can clean them up. But it wasn't until 2017 that Denmark agreed to pay for a cleanup of about 30 bases, including one where more than 100,000 old oil barrels were lying around rusting. The elimination of asbestos-ridden buildings, barrels filled with leaded aviation fuel, and corroding metal trucks, unexploded dynamite, didn't even start until 2019. If anything, Greenlanders want everybody out. Surveys show that 56% said they would vote for complete independence if a referendum were held today. 28% would vote no, while 17% were undecided. We are our own people with our own culture, and we don't want anyone not the Danish, not Americans here. And so, again, this is the result of the election that they had last year. All the major parties agreed that they wanted independence from Denmark and they didn't want to join America. So a lot of what is driving this is the idea, and there's been a book that's been written recently that everybody is writing about called Polar War, asking whether or not the Polar North is going to be the site, next site of global conflict. And again, this is all about empire and controlling everything. And it's just more of that type of tribal thinking, but on that we see with the Republicans versus Democrats, these people who operate this way domestically, operate that way internationally as well. It's all about tribalism. It's all about monopolizing power. It's all driven by that. Same thing that drives the drug war. That's an addiction to power. So they said Russia at this point is leading the charge with more military bases in the Arctic, greater competency in cold weather operations, and a fleet of icebreakers that dwarfs the maritime Arctic fleets of every other nation. It has become far and away the region's biggest player. And so we've got to stop that. We've got to oppose the Russians having that area. No matter what.
We've got an Arctic Circle gap.
Yeah, that's right. So
Russians are going to get up there and they're going to take all the polar bears.
That's right. So New York Times says, are we going to buy Greenland? Are we going to take it militarily? Well, an old pact already gives Trump a free hand to put an American military presence there at will. And this is the treaty that was done after World War II. Under a little-known Cold War agreement, the U.S. already enjoys sweeping military access to Greenland. Right now, the U.S. has one base in a very remote corner of the island, but the agreement allows it to, quote, construct, install, maintain, and operate, unquote, military bases across Greenland. They can also house personnel, control landings, takeoffs, anchorages, moorings, movements, and operation of ships, aircraft, and waterborne craft. It was signed in 1951 by the U.S. and Denmark, which Denmark colonized Greenland 300 years ago. So the question that Stephen Miller had, what right do they have to that? Well, they've had this area for 300 years. I think that's pretty important, but he doesn't. The U.S. has such a free hand in Greenland that it can pretty much do whatever it wishes, said one person in Copenhagen. But again, it could be complicated by some of the independence powers that were partially granted to Greenland in 2009. But I still say that, you know, with an American military base still there and with this treaty in place, the Trump administration could do whatever they want to a national security. There's absolutely no reason for them to manufacture a fight for this. And yet, look at what they did with Canada. Why would they create hostilities between the U.S. and Canada over a lie about fentanyl and other things? And why would they use that lie to create tariffs? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what is at the base of all these different countries, not just the U.S., but it's also the U.K., Germany, France, what is happening with Russia, all of these countries, including the U.S. Why is it that they are pushing so hard for war here at the end of this fourth turning? And again, all these wars are bankers' wars. Comments, Travis?
That's right. We've got Wally Walrus, and thank you very much for the support, Wally.
Thank you.
He says, let's pray for these agents that they can see the wrong they are doing working for the government. Pray for our enemies to see the light.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Jason Absolutely. Barker says, we create the monsters so we can justify going to steal their resources. We need the Venezuelan oil to heat the tents in Greenland.
That's right, yeah.
Hi, Boost. Trump is right. I couldn't even sleep last night because of the military threat that Greenland poses. I mean, it's Greenland. Greenland! That's right. They're very serious, very dangerous. We got to take them seriously.
So there's Russians and Chinese everywhere.
Fonzie Bear says, come on, people. Greenland was never mentioned once ever as important by anyone until Trump just spewed it out there for the media to gobble up.
Absolutely right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
Well, that's right, and we've got to go... Strangelove General, played by George C. Scott, says, "We're going to have to go head toe-to-toe with them Ruskies out there." And I guess we did yesterday. This is a Russian-flagged oil tanker that was seized in the Atlantic. They said they had special forces board them. First, the Coast Guard had tried to board them, and they had somehow kept that from happening. So then you had British... join with the U.S. in terms of tracking this thing, and evidently special forces coming after them. And you can see something else there. Look at that. That's a submarine there with this alleged tanker, which is kind of interesting. And it's caused some speculation by people as to whether or not this is really simply about the oil and about the embargo. This had, because of its route, there was speculation that perhaps it was carrying weapons and being escorted by a Russian submarine. And maybe it's going to drop off those weapons and then pick up some oil to go back. And the plot thickens as well, because this tanker was not originally registered to Russia. They changed their registration in the midst of this particular journey. The oil tanker making its way to Russia, linked to both Venezuela and to Hezbollah, has been seized by U.S. forces in a daring mission in the Atlantic. Supported by British armed forces, the claim the ship was also linked to Hezbollah. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said, told reporters the captured crew would be brought to the United States for prosecution if necessary. "Our military is prepared to continue this," said Hegseth. "The president, when he speaks, he means it." He's not messing around. "We are an administration of action." That's right. And...
a pirate action. Yeah, Pirate Pete. There you go. He's going to do whatever his pirate king tells him to do. Again, this is always focusing on these different ships. Well, this ship did this and this ship did that. It is a hallmark of the anthropomorphism of the civil asset forfeiture lie that we see all the time, charging inanimate objects and property with crimes, confiscating them on that basis, and then maybe not even putting any charges at all against the actual human owners of these things, but just charging the inanimate object with a crime. This ship, now known as the Marinara, is under U.S. sanctions and has spent at least 2 weeks attempting to evade a U.S. blockade near Venezuela. Ship tracking showed that the tanker nearing Iceland, exclusive economic zone today, it holds such importance to the Kremlin that they deployed a submarine and other vehicles, vessels, I should say, to escort it across the Atlantic. It began its journey in Iran and was bound for Venezuela to pick up oil, part of the so-called shadow fleet that moves oil for Russia, Iran, and Venezuela, despite U.S. sanctions. After it left the Caribbean, its name was changed from the Bella One to the Marinara, and it switched from a Guyana flag to a Russian flag. Every vessel has to fly a flag. Incorrect flagging can lead to legal issues. Again, I guess it'd be a false flag, right? We are the experts in false flags, but this is a literal false flag. And so it may not be quite as it was shown initially. You know, I first looked at it and I thought, well, this is even more aggression that is really reckless if we're now going to go after Russian vessels. But it may be that this was picking up weapons in Iran, and then as part of the journey, they changed their registration, they changed their flag. As a matter of fact, they even, the ship not only changed its flag and its identity, but the crew painted a Russian tricolor on the hull as they were going. So they identified, I guess we call this a transshipment. They identified.
Transatlantic.
Yeah. They transed themselves in transit, and they became Russian. So by January 1st, it became officially renamed to the Marinara, and it was listed on the Russian Maritime Register of Shipping. RAF planes were understood to have been involved in the U.S. operation. British air bases were used as a launch pad for the mission to try to board the vessel. We provided enabling support to the U.S., said the Royal Forces there. They said the RAF also provided air surveillance. As part of a Russia-Iran sanctions evasion access, we know that Iran has been seeking to sell oil against the sanctions that are in place, and they use the proceeds from selling that oil that is transported on these shadow vessels to fund and to fuel terrorism and to fuel conflict and misery from the Middle East to Ukraine. Well, I'll just say that, you know, we've always said that, and it is true, that sanctions are an act of war, and it could very easily lead to a shooting war, especially when you confiscate the ships, as we're doing on a regular basis, because it wasn't just that ship that was confiscated. There was a second one that was confiscated, but everybody focused on that one because it had changed its registration and flag to Russian before that happened. And so as I mentioned yesterday, and as Gerald Celente has mentioned frequently, when you look at the context of Pearl Harbor, the U.S. had already basically cut off the oil shipments to Japan that didn't have any oil of its own. And so basically backed them into a corner. Great powers, however, have erased international law, says the Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico, accusing Washington of acting with impunity and of erasing international law in pursuit of resources. He said, great powers today literally do whatever they want. They have completely erased the existence of international law and the necessity of complying with it. And they've done the same thing at home with the Constitution as well. And Trump knows this, and so that's why the recent all-time high military budget of $1 trillion is not enough.
The world is not enough for a James Bond-like villain. Got to have a 50% increase for this. And again, we're already 40% of the world's military budget. He says, if it weren't for the tremendous numbers being produced by the terrorists from other countries, many of which in the past have ripped off the United States at levels never seen before, I would stay at the trillion-dollar number. But because of tariffs, we can now go higher. Do you notice something? You know, for the last year, Trump and Bessent have been claiming that there was going to be a windfall for the tariffs, and that was going to be passed on to the American people. Remember that? Yeah, it's going to be a large amount of money we're going to get, you'd be like a stimulus check or something. Because it is a tax. It is a hidden tax. And now Trump is saying, no, I don't think we're going to give it back to the people. We're going to spend it on military equipment.
Just briefly, as an aside, there's a retro game shop here nearby where we live, which I like to go. I chat with the owner, and, you know, we talk. The tariffs have really put a hit on his business.
Really?
He imports a lot of things from Japan, and it's caused prices for him to go up, you know, 20-30% almost.
Yeah. Well, it is a tax. And, you know, Republicans always would say you can't tax a corporation. Why? A business is going to pass those costs along to people, or they're going to go out of business. And that's one of the reasons why we see so many small businesses going out of business, because they don't feel like they can pass that along, and they don't have very deep pockets. You know, the large corporations can pretty much draw money from Wall Street as if they were a central bank. They can almost manufacture money that way. And so small businesses can. I mean, for years we operated against Blockbuster, which was owned by Paramount, and they could operate at a loss for decades. Small businesses can't. But the real thing that's damaging is this on-again, off-again oscillation, vacillation of Trump as to what these amounts are going to be. Nobody can plan it, right? It's one of the reasons that it makes it so difficult to raise prices.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And so this has been very destructive economically, but it is a tax, and he chose to do a tax that was going to be somewhat hidden. But we also need to pay attention to the fact that why is it that all of these countries are hell-bent on war? They want a global war, every one of these Western nations. Here's an example. The West wants to send troops to Ukraine over fear of a civil war in Ukraine. And again, this is Alexei Arestovich, the guy who has been very frank about a lot of this stuff. He was the guy, a top aide to Zelensky after they got elected in 2019 on a platform of peace, because there was already a civil war in Ukraine. The eastern areas did not want to be a part of Ukraine. They wanted to remain with Russia. They were culturally, linguistically, religiously connected to Russia. And they didn't want to be a part of the government that we had installed as a coup. And so the response from that American-backed government was to bomb the people on the eastern side of the country. And so he was the guy that went to the peace talks. And as you remember, I've talked about this and shown this many times. He comes back and talks to a reporter there in Ukraine. She said, "What are the chances for peace?" And he goes, "None." She goes, "Oh, that's awful." He goes, "No, it's going to get worse." He said in 2019, right after they'd been elected, he said, "We're going to have in 3 years a war with Russia." And they did. And she goes, "That's horrible." And he goes, "Yeah, the country will be destroyed, but we'll be able to get into NATO," he said. Well, he was also the guy who got fired because he told people that one of these cruise missiles that hit the apartment building because it had been hit by a defensive fire that took it off course. He was summarily fired. But he has been very candid about all this stuff, and he is now saying that there is a deployment that is coming in order to prevent civil war within Ukraine. The military presence there will be used as a stabilization force. But it's not even just that. Britain is very eager to get boots on the ground. So is France. And so Keir Starmer just did a joint declaration with France and Ukraine Tuesday to confirm details of a so-called multinational force, boots on the ground, in Ukraine. And they're trying to draw the U.S. into that as well. That's why you have Zelensky proposing a 15-year occupation of Ukraine by American forces to get us into a tripwire situation with war with Russia. And so far, the U.S. government has pulled back against actual boots on the ground, but France and the U.K. are eager to get in there and put their soldiers on the ground. Russia has said that any European troops that are there will be treated as hostile forces and are liable to be attacked. Meanwhile, Witkoff from the U.S. has said the security proposals are meant to deter any further attacks on Ukraine. If there are any attacks, they are meant to defend. So this is how we get drawn into a World War III. And they all want to do that. And there's a reason that they want to do that, because they all know it's not just America that has got a massive debt trap. This is something that also applies to the EU, also applies to the UK. As a matter of fact, Alistair MacLeod has an article on Zero Hedge saying, debt trap, who's going to bail out first? Who's going to be taken down by this debt trap first? Will it be the US, the UK, or the EU? He said, stagnating economies together with high government debt loads inevitably create funding crises and debt traps. Nowhere is this problem more destructive than for the fiat dollar. But it's not just the dollar. Economies in the Eurozone and the UK have insufficient growth to support their colossal mountains of government debt. In this article, I explain the mechanics of the debt trap, how a combination of rising interest rates reflect growing risk and stagnating economies. And of course, one of the key reasons that these economies are stagnating is by design. When we look at Germany and the EU and the UK, it is this green agenda that has caused them to basically scrap their energy sources and their manufacturing base and abandon it to China, who are allowed to create however many power plants they wish. They can make them as cheap and dirty as they wish. Using coal, they don't even have to use natural gas. So the economies are going down everywhere as the government regulation increases, as the government debt increases. And so all of these Western governments that are pushing so hard for war are all facing this debt trap. And that's the key. So I said before, all wars are bankers' wars. And when you look at the fourth turnings, they usually begin with economic issues, and then they culminate with a war. Because we all know that as things get really bad and people get really upset and they start to go after the institutions and the governments to stave off a revolution or an overthrow of the government, they will take you to war. And you can see that happening with Netanyahu's government in Israel. And so this is something that is going to be coming to everybody. This is why the worldwide debt crisis is really the driving force behind a world war that is there. And so, as he points out, you look at, you had massive debt after World War II. We had a debt to GDP ratio of about 120%. That disappeared because we were able to grow our way out of that. It wasn't that the government stopped spending money or that the government spending decreased, and it wasn't lower interest rates. It wasn't any of that. It was the fact that the economy was still able to grow. But they have continued to regulate and to ban economic activity, so that's becoming very difficult to do. And when they do that, one of the things that they turn to are taxes. But there's only so much taxing that you can do. That's why Trump did these tariffs. It's a way of taxing people by stealth. And you got this massive army of MAGA bots and MAGA-tards out there, the MAGA bots who are telling people and the MAGA-tards who believe it, that that tariffs are not going to raise prices, not going to be a hidden tax on people.
Also, I want to jump in and remind people that there is never a better time than now to start growing your own food or raising your own food.
That's right.
If you have the ability.
That's right.
Chickens are, they're work, but they're less work than a lot of other animals. And
that's right.
You get eggs, and then you can eat the chicken when the time comes. So
yeah.
It's a good idea. If you can raise chickens, raise chickens. Find ways to collect water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a stash of survival food, you can go to homesteadproducts.shop and use promo code NIGHT for 10% off.
That's right.
But you really want to be able to produce your own food.
And also Jack Lawson Books.
Yes.
You can see the Civil Defense Manual.
Yes.
Very, very important. And when you look at money and this debt crisis that is on its way, very important to get some money into gold and silver and to make sure that it's physical. You know, Tether, which is tethered to Lucky Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, they're getting into gold in a big way. And they're going to use gold-backed stable coins in order for people to be able to do transactions. Don't tokenize things, though. Stay physical. That's why you need to go to davidknight.gold. I'll take you to Tony Arterburn. Make sure you've got gold and silver to get out of this dollar debt trap that is global.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get out of the war, but you can have some preparations that you can do with some of these products.
And more important than any of that is give your life to Christ.
That's right.
Christ
Absolutely.
Is the only true salvation.
That's the real hope, the real kingdom that we should be focused on.
Mm-hmm. Whatever Thank happens you. On earth, you want to be right with Christ.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you, folks, for listening. Have a good day and prepare.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle, while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.